my colleagues, healthcare workers from all over.
You're not allowed to do it in the building. If not, then we'll start giving warnings and you all will be arrested, whoever's involved.
You know what? I'm Jewish and I've been to Gaza as part of the humanitarian medical delegation. That was about 5 years ago. And I will say that at that time, Israel was doing the same thing it's doing now, but it was a slow genocide. Now it's full out, the gloves are off and the mask is off. It's Israel's targeting of the healthcare system. So it's guilty of genocide. The International Court of Justice has deemed it so and has called on it to stop all actions that are consistent with genocide. Israel has destroyed every hospital in Gaza, has specifically kidnapped doctors for torture. A well-known orthopedic surgeon was taken to their torture prison and was raped to death. Raped to death. So Israel thumbs its nose, and I could say it less politely, at international law. And the United States says, fine, go ahead, do whatever you want. So what has to happen is that the United States has to do the right thing, stop sending money and bombs to Israel, and to call immediately for a Palestinian state, for self-determination for the Palestinian people, not call for the people of Gaza to be expelled so that Gaza can be turned into a Riviera with no doubt a Trump Tower in the middle of it.
I taught surgery there and got to know many surgeons very well and kept close contact with them. They're good people. They're not terrorists. They want to help people. And the doctors need to be able to keep operating. You need UNRWA to keep functioning and support them. Without UNRWA, everything falls apart. So we wanted to show the senators, renew the funding to UNRWA, and eventually hope we have one government with no apartheid laws.